This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105 through the Fan. Reginald Datatula here with you alongside Mike Bassick Jr. Alec Mefford on the ones and twos. Thank you, sir. And appreciate you guys rolling with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We're just a little bit closer to crosstalk with the G-Bag Nation where they'll get things going. But we were just talking in the break about some other things with the Home Run Derby. I didn't mention, like, it was announced as a sellout, right? 38,578 was the paid attendance for this. I know that during crosstalk with Sean and RJ, they were asking about kind of the empty pockets. But, I mean, it seems like at least when it comes to the sold, they sold all of the seats that I think you probably could. And
I think a lot of people just chose to be on the concourse. I will say the line, like if you're going the All-Star game tonight and you didn't go to the Home Run Derby, I thought about, because we got into the building at like 5:45 for the 7 o'clock start of the presentation and all this stuff.
Yep.
There were 200 people in line to get into the team shop where it was already, they couldn't allow any more people in it because it was totally packed. So there was a line, like as two people left, they'd let two people in. There's a line of 200 people in line to just get into the team shop. So if you're thinking about getting your All-Star gear at the game, I don't know how you're going to do it. Like maybe as soon as the gates open, you just run in there and try to get your All-Star gear then. But I can't, there's just no way for me. If you live here and you're listening, just go to the team shop tomorrow.
Yeah. And maybe a heady play. Medford, you were talking about maybe a possible value deal at the All-Star Village, right?
Yeah, they have, I believe, right on the concourse over there at Choctaw Stadium. I'm going to go right after the show ends. I'm going to be out there. If you're going to be making your way out there, come find me and say hi. But at the merch stand there, they do have all kinds of great stuff that's exclusive that you can only get there. But they're doing free custom stitching for any hat purchases there at Choctaw Stadium. So if you want to get your name or anything on the side of the hat, go for it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to hear yesterday as well. So some little things that we got being on the ground at the Home Run Derby and just All-Star weekend here in Arlington, to be specific. But right now, I do want to turn your attention to this. Obviously, we're getting ready for another NFL season, the 2024 season. And with it, you know, projecting forward, you know, you look at who you think could win the awards, right? MVP, coach of the year, offensive player of the year, things like that. And of course, there are easy answers, but if you are a betting man, which I know some folks are, like you want to get some value out of that. So Bucky Brooks, NFL Network, or NFL.com rather, put together his list of the best long shots for all of these awards. And so we can go with his list, but I kind of want to open this up. And I have the actual odds for all of these for all of these awards, and I kind of want to take this. I'm guessing outside of what the top three, I imagine when we talk about the odds, outside of the top three, you'd consider that long shots. Would that be fair, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So I'm gonna give you the top three in each of these odds, and I want you to then pick outside of that who you think could win these awards. And we begin with obviously NFL MVP. Clearly, the top odds go to Patrick Mahomes, but outside of that, Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Those are the top three odds players with the highest odds to win NFL MVP. Outside of those three, who would you go for as a long shot odds on pick to win the MVP next year?
After yesterday, where did Brock Purdy finish last year in MVP voting? And since he's not a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, according to NFL people, if they go 14-3 and get the number one seed and have the best record in the NFL, like, I don't know. And he puts up good. He had 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. I know I'm making that number up, but it was around that. It was really close to that. He might have been 31-9. So if this year he throws for 4,500 yards, 33 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, and he goes 14-3.
So he was fourth in the voting.
All right.
He was 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Okay. All right.
With two rushing touchdowns as well.
All right. I mean, I don't know. Usually when a team has the best record in the NFL, their quarterback gets a lot of love in the MVP voting.
And there was a little bit of splitting happening with Christian McCaffrey. I think that hurts him in some ways. But no, he's a long shot. He has plus 1,600 odds where I'm seeing it, tied with Dak Prescott and Jalen Hurts. So, I mean, that's a nice long shot odds pick if you would like it.
Okay, I'm going to take Dak Prescott in this case. I would not pick him.
Mm-hmm.
I think now, because he was so pathetic in his playoff game again, I don't think people will vote for him.
Right.
Like, they're just going to, like, I don't care. I'm not voting for him because all he is he takes advantage of average to bad teams. He never beats the good teams. He won't, like, nothing against him. He might end up having the best regular season, but I don't think people can vote for him anymore because they're like, as soon as I vote for him for MVP, he's going to throw two picks and just get blown out in the first round of the playoffs. So I will not, like, I just don't think he can get any MVP votes anymore because of what they think he's going to do to the reputation of that MVP if he were to win it, and then what he's going to do in the playoffs.
And it is a regular season award, and I do think a lot of people view it as such, but I don't think that that's absolute. I think that there are still some people that have some consideration of, but what has he done in the playoffs? And I do wonder if that would hurt him. But
wouldn't you feel silly in a way if you voted for him and then he lost again in the playoffs and put up a game where he got blown out by the time it's the third quarter? You're like, he's had another horrible game. Like, how can I vote him an MVP when I know he's going to, or he keeps playing horrible when it becomes a do or die game?
I can see how someone would vote that way. I personally would just be like, regular season, this is what it was. I made my vote. That's what it is. But I can absolutely see how that would be something that you would feel kind of odd or feel silly, as you put it.
I mean, I think at this point you'd have to go 15-2 for Lamar Jackson to repeat as MVP, because once again, he got to the playoffs. It wasn't super special. He almost made it, nothing against him, but he did not play his best football when it looked like it was going to matter most. So I would say that Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't really want to put money on him, even though he's the defending champ, because to be the defending MVP, I think you have to do something more spectacular than you did the year before. So I think it'd be very tough for him to repeat.
Yeah, there's some folks going with Lamar Jackson. I believe he has the fifth best odds. Some people going with Aaron Rodgers. Interesting. So Jared Goff is the name that Bucky Brooks went with at a plus 2,200. That's a good team. They've played really well. They went to the NFC Championship game, and I don't see any reason why they would take a step back necessarily. So I can see that one. All right, let's bounce around a little bit. Offensive player of the year.
It's usually a running back or wide receiver.
Right. The best odds, the top three when it comes to odds, Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. Makes sense. So we'll take them off the board. Outside of them, is there a particular player that you like as a long shot to win Offensive Player of the Year?
I'm a huge fan of Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm.
I don't know where he's at.
And
but
he's fourth. So, not even that long, but I mean, still, like, he's fourth in odds. He's right in that space. And with the game that we set up, that would be a fair look. The one that Bucky Brooks goes with here is Saquon Barkley, who is a plus 1,800. And it makes sense because, I mean, this is a guy who is really talented. He's moving to a team in Philadelphia that's probably better situated with a good offensive line to actually give him some help than he had in New York. And so I find that to be an interesting pick. Obviously, it seems like a good one. This is where I'm skipping around to Coach of the Year, because I found this to be very interesting. So when it comes to Coach of the Year, your top five or your top three in this, interestingly enough, I would not have gone here. Matt Eberflus has the best odds, the coach of the Chicago Bears at plus 900. Jim Harbaugh, the new coach of the Chargers, at a plus 1,000. And then Raheem Morris, the new coach of the Falcons, at a plus 1,000. I know Coach of the Year ends up being, what was our expectations and will you overcome that?
And then they usually get fired a year or two later.
Sure, exactly. Outside of that, who would you look at as a potential long shot outside of Eberflus, Harbaugh, and Morris to win Coach of the Year?
Who's the coach at Washington, our former defensive coordinator?
Dan Quinn?
Yeah. How about that?
And that's, interestingly enough, he doesn't show up on the odds that I have here, the board that I have here.
What if they make the playoffs?
I mean, I think that they would start to get
quarterback.
They'd start to get some love because, I mean, they definitely
you'd probably have
together.
The rookie of the year, to be honest. Jaden Daniels would win rookie of the year.
Sure. Not a great offensive line, depending on how you feel about that. Yeah, no, he would definitely get some love there. The name that Bucky Brooks came up with was Mike McCarthy of your Dallas Cowboys.
buy into us.
I think he's done a good job here. I don't think the voters will not give him any respect.
Yeah, I don't know what he would have to do. Because, again, this is, and we talk about it, expectations largely dictate the way that Coach of the Year goes. This is a team that's won 12 games in the last three seasons. Like, what does it have to look like, or what does it have to be in your mind for Mike McCarthy to win this award, or at least just like show you something that makes you go, oh man, he's doing a fantastic coaching job above what he's done these previous seasons?
I don't know, because you start running into this. You can't win all the awards, because if you have a great defense and Micah Parsons wins defensive player of the year, I don't even know if they give out defensive coordinator of the year, but I think they give out like assistant coach of the year. Then all of a sudden, Zim might start getting some love, and you're like, all right, so we're going to give Micah Parsons defensive player of the year. We're going to give Mike McCarthy also coach of the year. It just starts getting where voters don't want to vote for the same team for everything. So I think that's where you run into, like, usually your team can get one award, maybe two, in these individual right. categories. So would Mike McCarthy, if the Cowboys have a great year, would he be the one that gets the credit from the voters? Or would it be Dak Prescott? Or would it be CeeDee Lamb for offensive player right. of the year? Or would it be Micah Parsons for defensive player of the year? So I think it becomes very tough in that.
Yeah, and I think, again, it would be another year where you look around and you go, we can attribute those benefits, whether if it's defense, it'll be Micah or Zimmer, right? If it's offense, it'll probably be, especially when you look at the lack of running game, it'll probably be like, hey, the passing game was really good, which will go to Dak Prescott. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think also he's being set up to fail. And it so does feel like I don't that. Think that the voters, if he ends up winning 11 games this year, I don't think they'll vote for him going, wow, the Joneses set him up to fail so they could get a new coach. Yeah. I don't think they're going to like say, man, can you believe it? I just don't think that'll be part of the storyline that the NFL will promote.
And yeah, I mean, maybe if he manages to squeeze blood out of a rock when it comes to like finding a running game, maybe then you go, oh, okay, well, good for you. Like maybe that's what does it. I don't know. But yeah, I found that to be interesting. The some of the long shots that Bucky Brooks of NFL.com had for the NFL awards for the 2024 season.